Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Yud Zayin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Navi Chagai tested the Kohanim who were returning from Babel in the proficiency in the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, which they had not practiced since there were no kachim that need to be guarded from Tumah. He asked them in a nutshell whether Kodesh can become a Ravi, and they answered that it cannot. Rav said they erred, and Shmuel said they didn't. Shmuel understood the question differently, that Chagai asked whether Kodesh can become a Chamishi, which it cannot. Rav's opinion is challenged based on another time when Chagai asked him in a similar question whether Kachin can become a Ravi, but this time where the source of Tumah is a person who is Tameh from a mace, instead of the source of Tumah being a Sheretz, which was the first question, and they answered the question correctly that it is Tameh. So it must be, therefore, that the first question was about a Chamishi, like Shmuel understood. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avohu, Bekin hem betumas mace, ve'ein bekin betumas sheretz. They were knowledgeable in the halachas of tumas mace, but not in the halachas of tumas sheretz, to know that it would make Kodesh Ravi. Ravina answered that in the second question, Chagai was asking about the Kodesh becoming a shlishi level of tumah, which they were familiar with. Point number two, there's Malchokas regarding which mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash Yosef ben Yoezer was testifying to. Rav said, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, the mashkin of the butchering place, referring to blood and water. And Levi said, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, the mashkin of the Mizbeach, referring to all the mashkin that are offered, such as blood, water, wine, and oil. A brice was brought in accordance with Levi that taught that, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya shenit b'mifnim v'hotzin l'chutz tohorin, the mashkin of the Mizbeach, that became Tame inside the Azura, the temple courtyard, and someone took them out, they are Tahor. Rashi explains that they cannot be Matame other things, just like they could not while they were within the Azura. The reason is that since they were considered Mashkin of the Mizbeach at the time of their becoming Tame, and therefore not able to be Matame others, they retain that status even after going out of the Beis HaMikdash. However, they themselves become Tame, since as the Gemara clarified earlier, that Levi holds the Mashkin of the Mizbeach can become Tame. So we see that this price is like the reading of Levi as it discusses the leniency of Yosef ben Yoezer in regards to the mashkin of the Mizbeach. The Gemara then brings a price that supports Rav's version of Yosef ben Yoezer's testimony. And point number three, in a price on Duff, Tez Zayin Amanov, Rav Yudah said that anything that might have been touched by Tumas mashkin is Tameh. The Gemara asks if in fact Rabbi Yudah holds that Tumas mashkin can be Matameh Kalim Midaraisa based on a Mishnah that stated that Kalim that became Tameh in the interior, the exterior, too, is Tameh. But if the exterior became Tameh, the interior is not Tameh. Rabbi Yudah qualified the ruling and said that this only applied if they became Tameh through Tumas Mashkin. But if they were Tameh through a Sheretz, then regardless of where the Sheretz touched, the Kli is Tameh. If Rabbi Yudah held that Tumas Mashkin is a Deraisa, it should have the same din as the Sheretz. Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Chazubei Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah retracted his ruling and held that Tumas Mashkin is only a Derabanan. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Navi Chagai tested the Kohanim who were returning from Babel in the proficiency in the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, which they had not practiced since there were no kachin that needed to be guarded from Tumah. He asked them in a nutshell whether Kodesh can become a Ravi, and they answered that it cannot. Rav said they erred, and Shmuel said they did not. Shmuel understood the question differently, that Chagai asked whether the Kodesh can become a Chamishi, which it cannot. Rav's opinion is challenged based on another time when Chagai asked him a similar question, whether kachin can become a Ravi, but this time where the source of Tumah is a person who is Tameh from a mace, instead of the source of Tumah being a Sheretz, which was the first question, and they answered the question correctly, that it is Tameh. So it must be, therefore, that the first question was about a Chamishi, like Shmuel understood. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avohu, Bekin hem betumas mace, ve'ein bekin betumas Sheretz. They were knowledgeable in the halachas of Tumas mace, but not in the halachas of Tumas Sheretz, to know that it would make Kodesh a Ravi. Ravina answered that in the second question, Chagai was asking about the Kodesh becoming a shlishi level of Tumah, which they were familiar with. Point number two, there's a machlokas regarding which mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash Yosef ben Yoezer was testifying to. Rav said, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, the mashkin of the butchering place, referring to blood and water. And Levi said, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, the mashkin of the Mizbeach, referring to all the mashkin that are offered, such as blood, water, wine, and oil. A brice was brought in accordance with the Levi that taught that Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya shenit b'mifnim v'hotzin l'chutz tohorin, the mashkin of the Mizbeach that became Tameh inside the Azara, the temple courtyard, and someone took them out. They are Tahor. Rashi explains that they cannot be Matameh other things, just like they could not while they were within the Azara. The reason is that since they were considered mashkin of the Mizbeach at the time of the becoming Tameh, and therefore not able to be Matameh others, they retained that status even after going out of the Beis HaMikdash. However, they themselves become tame, since, as the Gemara clarified earlier, the lady holds the mushkin of the Mizbech can become tame. So we see that this brice is like the reading of Levi as it discusses the leniency of Yossi ben Yoezer in regards to the mushkin of the Mizbeach. The Gemara then brings a brice that supports Rav's version of Yossi ben Yoezer's testimony. And point number three, in a brice on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said that anything that might have been touched by a tumas mushkin is tamed. The Gemara asks if, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tumas mushkin can be metame kaling midaraisa, based on a mission that stated that kaling that became tame in the interior, the exterior too is tame, but if the exterior became tame, the interior is not tame. Rabbi Yehuda qualified the ruling and said that this only applied if they became tame through tumas mashkin. But if they were tame through a sheretz, then regardless of where the sheretz touched, the kli is tame. If Rabbi Yehuda held that tumas mashkin is a deraisa, it should have the same din as the sheretz. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Chazer Bey, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda retracted his ruling and held that tumas mashkin is only a derabanan. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Zayin, and our siman is a used car. Used car, we often use a used car salesman in the siman. So here goes. The used car salesman who failed miserably selling Tuma and Tahara study guides to Kahanim returning from Galus because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, started pitching specially treated teacups that didn't become tummy on the inside if a tummy liquid touched them on the outside. Once again, in slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who failed miserably selling Tuma and Tahara study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, which reminds us that it's a Malchokas Rav and Shmuel whether the Kohanim that were being tested by Chagai and Navi erred or not when he asked if Kodesh can become a Revi. Rabu said they did err, was challenged by the fact that Chagai asked a similar question, and they were correct. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabu Bar Avohu, Bekin hem betumas meis ve'ein bekin betumas sheretz. They were knowledgeable in the halachas of Tumas meis, but not in the halachas of Tumas sheretz, to know that it would make Kodesh a Revi. Ravina answered that in the second question, Chagai was asking about the Kodesh becoming a Shlishi level of Tuma, which they were familiar with. So the used car salesman who failed miserably selling Tuma and Tahara study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, which reminds us that there's a Malchus regarding which Mashkin in the base of Migdash Yosef ben Yoezer was testifying to. Rav said, Mashke base mitzbechaya, the Mashkin of the butchering place, referring to blood and water. And Levi said, Mashke be mitzbechaya, the Mashkin of the Mizbeach, referring to all the Mashkin that are offered, such as blood, water, wine, and oil. The Gemara brings a brisa to support Levi, followed by one that supports Rav. So the used car salesman who failed miserably selling Tuma and Tahara study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, started pitching specially treated teacups that didn't become tummy on the inside if a tummy liquid touched them on the outside. Which reminds us that it was clear that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his ruling and held that Tumas Mashkin is only a Derabanan based on a mishnah about the difference between being metame the interior of a Kli and the exterior, where Rabbi Yehuda distinguished if the source of Tumas is Sheretz versus Tumas Mashkin. Insomuch that he held the halachim of Tumas Mashkin was not the same din as the sheretz, it was evident he retracted and held that Tumas Mashkin is only a derabanan. So once again. So the used car salesman who failed miserably selling Tuma and Tahara study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, started pitching specially treated teacups that didn't become tummy on the inside if a tummy liquid touched them on the outside. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy who ran through the crowded marketplace Erev Pesach looking for guests to eat his family's chametz, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice that when the 14th falls on Shabbos, Mevarin is a common from the Shabbos. We dispose of everything before Shabbos, Vesorfin Trumas Tameos, Tuyos, Utohoros. And we burn chametz truma foods that are tame, suspended, and tahor. And we'll leave over enough tahor food for two meals, enough to eat through the first 4 hours of the day. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Bar Tosa, who said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chami said to him that the tahor truma should not be burned, for perhaps people who can eat them will be found. Rabbi Elazar said they looked for people to eat the chametz, but couldn't find them, so there's no point to holding on to it. They replied that perhaps they stayed overnight outside the wall. He responded that in that case, they shouldn't burn the suffix tami truma, since Eliyahu might come and rule that they're tahor. And they responded that we have a tradition, Shein Eliyahu ba, lo barbi shabbosos, v'lo barbi yamin tovim, mifnei atorach. That Eliyahu would not arrive Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantin because of difficulties it would impose on people to have to interrupt their preparations to greet Eliyahu. So the bar mitzvah boy ran through the crowded marketplace Erev Pesach looking for guests to eat his family's chametz, bumped into a man with chametz leaking out of his bag. Which reminds Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav that the halakha of Rabbi Yehuda that we suspend the chametz during the fifth hour and that it cannot be eaten, but it does not need to be destroyed. The Gemara cites a support Rav Nachman from an incident with Yochanan Chukkah, who was given a saddlebag full of chametz as a deposit. When mice pierced the bag Erev Pesach and the chametz was leaking out, he asked Rebbe what he should do, and he was told to wait during the first 4 hours. Rashi explains that the owner might come and eat the chametz before it becomes prohibited. In the fifth hour, Rebbe told him to sell it to the market. The Gemara initially assumes and then confirms that Rebbe meant he should sell it to Nachim in accordance with Rebbe Yehuda, who holds chametz is prohibited after the fourth hour. So the bar mitzvah boy who ran through the crowded marketplace Erev Pesach looking for guests to eat his family's chametz bumped into a man with chametz leaking out of his bag, who was peering through his binoculars at the two challahs psulos placed on top of the itztaba. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis state that two pasul challahs that were brought with the Karban Todah are placed on the itztaba, a bench on the Har HaBayis. As long as they were placed here, everyone ate chametz. When one was removed, they would suspend chametz, meaning they wouldn't eat it or burn it. When both were removed, they burned the chametz. The Gemara Amud Beis here asks how they became pasul, and Rabbi Chanina said, Metoksha yumarubos nipsalos belina. Because there were so many Todah offerings brought the day before, they became invalidated by being left overnight. The Gemara goes on to explain that Todah offerings were not brought Erev Pesach when chametz is still permitted. She'ein mevin kachim ubeis apsul. We may not expose offerings to a situation where they will become pasul. Daf Yadalit. So the Simmer Daf Yadalit is hands. We use a juggler in the Simmer. So here goes. The Tamei juggler. Juggler, that must mean we're on Daf Yadalit. The Tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat, which reminds us, the next Mishnah and the following seven blot are known as the Sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohan because the Mishnah opens with the following statement. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohan said, Mimeim shel kohanim lo nimnu melisrof es habasar shenitma bevladatuma im habasar shenitma ba'avatuma. In all the days of the kohanim, they never refrained from burning meat of kajim that had become tamei from a vladatuma, making the meat a sheni, together with the meat of kajim that had become tamei from an avatuma, making the meat a rishon. Afo pishon mosifin tumal tumasu, even though by doing so, they added a degree of tumah to its previous tumah. Rashi explains that since the meat was being burned away, the kohanim weren't concerned about an increase in the tumah. The Gemara begins by asking what tumah is added, since a sheni that touches a rishon remains a sheni. Rav Yehuda said, "Hachem b'vlad vladaskinin the havelei shlishi." Here we're dealing with meat that became tameh through a sheni, making it a shlishi, and by burning it together with a rishon, raises it to a sheni, and Rabbi Chanina holds it's mutter to make a shlishi into a sheni. So the tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seeds touched by a sheretz, which reminds us, the Gemara persists in questioning how the degree of tumah was increased since food cannot be matame food as it was taught in a brisa, yachol ye'ochel matame ochel, it might be thought that a food can be matame food. The Torah therefore states, talmud lomar v'ki yutan mayim al zero v'nafam nivasam alav tamehu. But if water has been placed on a seed, and then their carcass, referring to a sheretz, falls upon it, it is tame. The phrase, it is tame, implies that the seed itself is tame, but it cannot make something else of its nature, meaning another food, tame. Therefore, when one burns meat that is a shlishi together with meat that is a rishon, what tuma is being added? The Gemara concludes that although a food cannot be matame another food, midoraisa, it can be matame midorabanan. Rabbi Chanina was teaching that one can burn the shlishi meat with rishon meat, even though it becomes a sheni midirabanan. So the tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seeds touched by a sheretz wowed the crowd when he balanced a lamp of trum oil on top of the point of an avatuma sword that was perched on the tip of his nose. Which reminds us that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva added, Mimeim shel kohanim lo nimnu mahadlik as Hashem shenipsal b'tvul yom b'ner shenitma tmei meis. In all the days of the kohanim, they never refrained from lighting truma oil from a tvul yom, was a sheni, making the oil a shlishi, in a lamp that had become tamei from one who become tamei from a corpse, making the lamp a rishon, even though it added a degree of tumah to its previous tumah. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Kiva is adding, since it's the same case of a shlishi being touched by a rishon to become a sheni, like Rabbi Chanina's case. If you'd answer that we're dealing with a metal lamp, of which the Torah teaches, b'chal of cherev, the body of someone felled by a sword. Cherev, haru kachala, a sword or any metal utensil that touches a dead body is itself like the body in regard to tumah, and becomes an aviavosa tumah. If it touches a person who touched a corpse, it becomes an avatumah like the person. Rabbi Kiva holds that tumah, which is a shlishi, may be made into a rishon when it touches the lamp, which is an avatumah. Daf Tezvav. So the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The winemaker dashed and grabbed his tummy fruit bowls. Fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Daf Tezvav. The winemaker dashed and grabbed his tamei fruit bowls to capture truma flowing out of the broken cask of the wine press, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Av, Rabbi Meir said, "Medivrei Melamanu, shesorfin truma tahora imetamei bePesach." From their words, we learn that we may burn tahor chametz of truma with tamei chametz of truma erev Pesach. The Gemara in Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis asks, "Midivreim deman," from whose words? After rejecting the first suggestion, Rabbi Meir was referring to the words of Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara brings Reish Lakish, who said in the name of Bar Kapara, that Rabbi Meir was referring to the words of Rabbi Yeshua, brought later in the Mishnah, who says that one may burn Safek Tamei Truma Chametz with Tamei Chametz. Rabbi Meir derived his rule from a teaching of Rabbi Yeshua in a Mishnah from Trumos, in which Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Elazar in a case where a cask of Truma wine broke in the upper vat of a wine press, and the lower reservoir contains chulin wine that is Tamei. If one's not able to salvage a revius of Truma in a state of Tahara because he has no Tahor vessel, Rabbi Elazar says, the Truma should be allowed to fall down and contaminate the chulin, and one should not contaminate with his own hand by taking a Tamei vessel, even though he would save the chulin. Rabbi Yeshua said, he may even be metame the Truma with his own hand by capturing the Truma in a Tamei vessel. Thus, we see that where Truma is about to be rendered unusable, Rabbi Yeshua allows even contaminating it with his own hand. So the winemaker dashed and grabbed his Tamei fruit poles to capture Truma falling out of the broken cask of the wine press to save his expensive chulin below, which reminds us, in response to Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, Einahi Amida. It's not analogous, referring to Rabbi Yeshua permitting one to capture Tamei wine in a vessel from the broken cask, even though he's metamei with his hands, to the case of permitting one to burn Safek Tamei Truma Chametz with Tamei Chametz. The Gemara asks, Mida Umidahi. It is perfectly analogous. The Gemara answers, Ashani Hasim de Ekaavset Chulin. No, it's different because there's the consideration of the loss of Chulin in the reservoir. Rabbi Yeshua allows being metamei the Truma with his hands in order to preclude a monetary loss if the Truma was mixed with the Chulin. In the case of burning Safek Tamei Truma Chametz, he might forbid being metamei with his own hands, even where it's about to be destroyed. So the winemaker dashed and grabbed his Tamei fruit bowls to capture Truma falling out of the broken cask of the wine press to save his expensive chulin below, while everybody outside was tossing their Tahor Chametz of Truma into the fire with the Tamei Chametz at the seventh hour. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Malchokas B'Sheish, Abba B'Shev, Yivrei Kol Sorfi, the Malchokas B'Shev, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir pertains only during the sixth hour every Pesach, when Chametz is Asim Eder Rabbanan, that Rabbi Meir permits burning the Tahor Chametz of Truma with the Tamei, and Rabbi Yossi forbids it. But during the seventh hour of the day and later, all agree that we may burn them together. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yossi concedes that once Chametz is forbidden Midoraisa, we may burn the Tahor Chametz of Truma with the Tamei, since it's tantamount to Tamei Truma. Daf Tezayin. So the Simur Daf Tezayin is toes. Toes. So here goes. The Kohen tiptoeing. Kohen tiptoeing. That must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. Toes. The Kohen tiptoeing through the Tahor blood of the Beis Mitbechaya, which reminds us, a Mishnah's brought in this Daf that states that Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzereda testified a Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya Tochen about the Mashkin of the Beis of Migdash, butchering place, that they are Tahor. Rashi says that this means they do not become Tamei, explains that the Mashkin mentioned are blood that would escape from the offering during slaughtering, and water with which the meat would be washed after the butchering. Rav and Shmuel disagree on what Yosef ben Yoezer meant in his testimony. Rav said, Dachem Mamish, that the blood and water of the place of butchering are literally Tahor and not Mekabel Tumah at all. The Gemara explains that Rav said that Yosef ben Yoezer holds that Tumas Mashkin is a Derabanan, and the rabbis were gozer Tumah on Mashkin outside the base of Migdash, but in the butchering place they didn't enact this decree. Shmuel said, Dachen melatame tumas acherim. It means they're tahor in the sense they are not metame other things. Aval tumas atzman yeshalan, but they are subject to acquiring tumah themselves. According to Shmuel, Yosef ben Yoezer holds that tumas mashkin is a deraisa, in that the mashkin itself can become tame, but being able to metame something else is only a derabanan. This derabanan was a decree on mashkin outside the base of Migdash, not inside. So the Kohen tiptoeing through the tahor blood of the base mitbechaya was stopped by the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, which reminds us the Gemara brings several challenges to Rav's opinion that mashkin are not makamal tumah at all midoraisa. A braisa states al mahat tzitz maratz, and for what does the tzitz affect acceptance? Al adam v'habaser v'alchelav shenitma, for the blood, meat, or chelav of a carbon that became tameh, ben b'shoged, ben b'meizi, ben b'onas, ben b'ratzon, ben b'yachid, ben b'tzibur. Whether inadvertently or deliberately, whether through a mishap or willingly, whether the offering was brought by an individual or by a community, the Braisa says that the blood of a carbon is Mekabel Tumah. Clearly then, Yosef ben Yoezer meant to exclude the mashkin in the butchering place only from contaminating other things, for only this law is that they're abundant, but mashkin are Mekabel Tumah midraisa. So the Gemara answers that mashkin are only Mekabel Tumah midraban, and this braisa, which holds that the Rabban imposed Tumah susceptibility even upon the butchering place mashkin, does not accord with the opinion of Yosef ben Yoezer. So the Kohen tiptoeing through the Tahor blood of the Beis Mitbechaya was stopped by the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz. to make sure he had a kli to receive the blood of a carbon and not to let it spill on the ground. Which reminds us, as part of a challenge to Rav, the Gemara brings a statement from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Menayin madam kadshim she'eino makshir?" From where do we derive that the blood of kadshim is not makshir? From the pasuk regarding the blood of an animal that states, "Ha'aretz tishpechenu kamayim," you shall spill it on the ground like water. This teaches that blood which may be spilled on the ground like water is makshir like water does, but blood that may not be spilled on the ground like water, such as the blood of a carbon, which must be received in a kli and applied to the mizbeach, is not makshir. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Sechus, Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1, which stuff did we learn that dam kadshim isn't makshir from the pasuk of Aretz tishpechenu kamayim, and dam kadshim must be received in a kli, that's on daf? Tezayin, good. Number 2, which stuff did we learn Rabbi Yehuda said, if the exterior of a cup was touched by tumas mashkin, the interior is tahor, but if it was touched by sheretz, the interior is tameh, that's on daf? Yud Zayin. Good. Number 3, which stuff is it that we learn from the pasuk of kiyutin mayim that food cannot be matame food midaraisa, that's on daf? Yud Dalet. Good. Number 4, which stuff do you learn every degree that it's mutter to burn tahor truma chametz with tame chametz at the 7th hour, that's on daf? Tez Vav. Good. Number 5, which stuff do you learn that the braisa that says that tzitz is maratsim for tummy blood is not in accordance with Yosef ben Yoezer, that's on daf? Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have Malkokas, Rav and Shmuel about what Yosef ben Yoezer meant when he said the mashkin from the Beis Mitmachaya is tahor? That's on daf? Tezayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that the Kohanim returned from Galus and Tesva Chagai were Bikin and Tumas Mace, but not in Tumas Sheretz? That's on daf? Yedzayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff did Rabbi Yeshua permit being Metame Truma with one's hands in the case of the broken cask of Truma about to fall into Chulin? That's on daf? Tezvav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff did Malkokas, Rav and Levi, whether Yosef ben Yoezer was referring to Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya or Mashke Beis Mid Bechaya? That's on daf? Yedzayin. Excellent. So now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff did we learn about the Midos of Beis Hillel? That's on daf? Yud Gimel and Erevin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss the pshat in the pasuk ze keli vanaveu? That's on daf? Kuf Lamed Gimel and Shabbos. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do we discuss the bracha on orez, on rice? That's on daf? Lamed Zayin and brachas. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.